The 108th Congress has been in session less than a week, and already one congressman has had to start considering re-election. Representative Max Burns is a Republican and the upset winner in a district specifically drawn to elect a Democrat. The former professor and Fulbright scholar has even been elected president of the Republican freshman class. But Congressman Burns knows his political future is anything but certain. In the first of some occasional visits with this newly elected lawmaker, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports on Congressman Burns' first days on Capitol Hill and his plans to fight for his job.
At 54, Max Burns is a lanky, 6'2", gray-haired man. He looks athletic, but he jokes that his best days in sports have come as a high school football official. Now the one-time professor of information technology at Georgia Southern University is entering another arena, the U.S. Congress. On his first day, he had a befuddled look as he surveyed three bare rooms.
We have furniture, we have some computers, we even have at least one printer that works, and the phones work.
Congressman Burns has no time to hang his plaques on the wall or set up his office. Instead, on the day before he's to be sworn in, he gives two quick interviews.
We gotta go, huh?
And then he has to literally run to the House recording studio to tape a television message for his constituents in southern Georgia. Burns is on the run because to keep his job, he will have to win re-election in a district that was drawn to elect a Democrat. The conservative white congressman represents a heavily black district. So Max Burns is hurrying to the studio to make a tape for hometown television stations. It will air after he is sworn in.
Wow!
As he sees the studio with its interchangeable background pictures of the Capitol Dome, the congressman's eyes grow big.
You want to practice once, gentlemen? Okay. All right, I'm going to count to three and just give you an idea of the way it looks and sounds. One, two, three, go.
Congressman Burns. As the congressman looks into the camera, an aide quietly reads the questions. When his message appears on TV, it will appear as if the local anchorman was interviewing him. Burns practices reading the typescript that appears in front of the camera, but he flubs his first read and has to do it again. This time, the congressman appears to brim with excitement.
We look forward to the challenges of the 108th Congress and to being a good representative, an ambassador of the people and their needs. One of the first things
Burns will be too busy on the day of his swearing-in to sit still for interviews, but he wants to be sure he makes the Tuesday night news in his district, which includes parts of Savannah, Augusta, and Athens, as well as the cotton and dairy farms in between. His goal is to make sure that his constituents know his name and his face. He is trying to use every bit of the advantage that comes with being the incumbent to make friends in the district. In his bare new office, which has a view of air conditioning machinery on a nearby roof, the congressman admits that his district's demographics require him to fight to hold on to the office.
It's 60% Democrats and 40% Republicans. We have a minority population of about 40% as well. So we have a district that on paper might suggest that this is a difficult district for a conservative Republican.
It's not only Democrats that Burns has to worry about as he begins his campaign for 2004. He also has to watch for a challenge from his right. Burns was a Democrat when he served as a county commissioner in 1992. He was not the favorite to win the Republican primary in this new district. But running as a Republican, he upset Barbara Dooley, the wife of former Georgia football coach Vince Dooley, by just 256 votes. So he promises to represent all the people of the district, without regard to party or race, with an eye to winning crossover votes from Democrats.
Even though the district may be 60% Democrat, it's 70%+ conservative. We really do have a district of people who want a balanced budget, who want to make sure that there's less government, not more government, that really would like to see lower taxes, not higher taxes, and more opportunity.
Another issue for Burns is that 40% of the population in the district is black. He defeated an African-American in the general election, Charles Champ Walker Jr., the son of Georgia's former Senate Majority Leader. Enthusiasm for Walker's campaign was drained by stories about possible corruption. Burns won the race 55-45%, and he says that for a white Republican in Georgia, he got a good percentage of black votes.
We were very pleased. I think we round up around 12-14% for a first-term individual. That was excellent. In the general election, to win by a margin much larger than we had anticipated, and I'll tell you that it's because of the strong support that we received from the black community.
So even in the aftermath of Republican Senator Trent Lott's comments about support for Strom Thurmond's segregationist campaign in 1948, Burns does not expect race to be a concern for him.
The fact that I'm white and some of my constituents may be black is irrelevant. What is relevant is, can we work together for the effective good of all? And I've done that. I want to continue to do that. And I look forward to serving all of our constituents. And I use this in the campaign. I said, you know, they need to judge me by the content of my character. And they need to judge my opponent the same way and ignore everything else.
The roll will now be called.
The next day, 125 of his supporters, all white, gathered in a Capitol Hill hearing room to celebrate his swearing-in. About 30 had taken a 12-hour bus ride from southeastern Georgia to be there. They watched via TV as he was shown casting his first vote for Speaker of the House.
Burns of Georgia.
Then they watched as Burns was sworn in. He's one of 53 first-time members of Congress in this session. June DiPolito, who runs a Georgia group for people with mental disabilities, was one of those who made the trip up to celebrate Burns' swearing-in. She first met him when he helped her group with their computers.
Our slogan for Max was an honest man for these times. And so, and he is.
So you don't think he's going to become like one of these Washington politicians people rail against?
Not Max. He's just so down to earth, and he's just a standout guy.
Jimmy Franklin, Burns' campaign manager, who once unsuccessfully ran for Congress himself, is thrilled to see the day when a Republican can be elected to Congress from southern Georgia. But he knows that the fight goes on.
Well, I think in any congressional race, in particular this one, with the demographics of this race and the geographical diversity of the district, we're running right now for re-election. I think that's an absolute necessity.
Hey, John.
Congratulations.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Oh, you're fast. Okay.
After tossing off a few jokes about making his first vote and introducing his new staff, the congressman was off running again. This time he stood out on a balcony with the real U.S. Capitol dome in the background to take pictures with each and every one of his constituents who traveled to Washington for his first day.
Right here, hold it right there. Go to the next one.
Thank you.
Backstay there.
Oh, you want me to stay here?
Hey, rotate them.
The minute that was done, he raced off again to continue lobbying for a seat on key committees that will impress voters back home. Max Burns does not intend to stop running. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
More on Georgia's 12th District and Congressman Max Burns at npr.org.